You're listening to SBS News.
South Sudan's president has signed a peace agreement with the country's rebels, leading to hopes the five-year-long civil war will come to an end. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement in the presence of northern neighbour Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. The agreement promises a permanent ceasefire between the government and rebel forces to take effect within 72 hours. Tens of thousands have been killed and 4 million displaced since civil war broke out in the country in 2013, less than 2 years after it gained independence from Sudan. Mr. Kiir and Mr. Machar have signed a peace agreement before, in August 2015, but it collapsed in July 2016 when fighting broke out between the two sides. Mr. Kiir says he will honour this new deal.
I'm committed to respect the whole document that I have signed and will abide by all the agreements that will follow.
Civil war broke out in South Sudan in December 2013 when Mr. Kiir accused his then-deputy, Mr. Machar, of plotting a coup. Since then, the conflict has expanded with more than a dozen warring factions, most of them under the umbrella group called the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, which is not part of the Khartoum Agreement. South Sudanese Foreign Minister Abdeldiri Mohamed Ahmed says this new framework agreement comes ahead of a final settlement. He says it will allow access for humanitarian aid, prisoners to be freed, and a transitional unity government to be formed after 4 months. Rebel leader Riek Machar says the agreement will lead the country into a new era.
I just want to say this agreement has a lot of meanings. First, the war should come to an end by this declaration of ceasefire. I believe our people in South Sudan would be the most happiest. Secondly, this agreement, to me, is a start of a new phase.
Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, says he hopes the agreement will lead to security for the South Sudanese.
We present this agreement as a gift to the South Sudan people inside the South or in the refugee camps or those in other parts of the world. I present this agreement, which is the starting point for the return of peace and stability in South Sudan.
Tara Guzzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.